From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Supreme Court says owning a gun is a personal right. In a 5-4 decision, the High Court ruling also extends the Second Amendment of the Constitution to state and local governments. The ruling strikes down Chicago's 30-year ban on handguns. But as NPR's David Shaper reports, Mayor Richard Daley is already planning to push for new gun restrictions.
The Supreme Court's 5-4 ruling extending the Second Amendment's right to keep and bear arms for protection in one's own home to every city and state in the nation makes Chicago's ordinance prohibiting handguns unconstitutional. Nonetheless, Chicago Mayor Richard Daley is defending his city's law to the bitter end.
Common sense tells you we need fewer guns on the street, not more guns. No one keeps statistics on the number of lives saved by the existence of a gun ban.
And because the Supreme Court left open the possibility that some restrictions on gun use and ownership could be constitutional, Daley says city officials are working to rewrite the ordinance in a way that he says will both protect Second Amendment rights and protect Chicagoans from gun violence. Those changes could be introduced into a city council committee as soon as Tuesday. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan are underway.
I've learned that we come closest to getting things right when we approach every person and every issue with an open mind.
Kagan presented opening remarks, as did each of the committee members. Republicans say the tough questions will come tomorrow. The FBI has arrested 10 people it says are secret agents for Russia. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports they were allegedly carrying out deep cover assignments.
According to the criminal complaint, the FBI rounded up 10 people who were in the United States to gather information for Russian intelligence. Their assignment allegedly wasn't to pick up classified information, but rather to blend in and try to pick up information from key policymakers. They were arrested in Boston, New York, New Jersey, and Washington, D.C. Intelligence sources tell NPR that the 10 never infiltrated the U.S. government and no secrets were ever at risk. They're being charged with money laundering and failing to register as agents of a foreign government. The FBI said it was seeking at least one other suspect, a man they say was in charge of the ring. He's still at large. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Mexican President Felipe Calderón is condemning the assassination of a leading candidate for governor in the state of Tamaulipas, which borders Texas. Rodolfo Torre Cantu had promised to make public security his top priority. Gunmen attacked his convoy as he was wrapping up his campaign for Sunday's election. The Commerce Department reports gains in personal income outpaced spending in May. That brought the Dow down 5 points. To close at 10,138, the NASDAQ lost 2. This is NPR. Oil cleanup workers in the Gulf of Mexico are keeping a close eye on Tropical Storm Alex. Forecasters say Alex is on track to become a Category 3 hurricane, and while they don't expect it to hit the site of the BP oil spill, storm winds could disrupt operations, including the company's plan to install a new cap on the broken well by mid-July. The Obama administration is offering more details on its plan to send National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. From Tucson, NPR's Ted Robbins reports almost half of all the troops will be going to Arizona.
High-level federal officials from the White House, DHS, and the Justice Department met with state and local officials today in Tucson and Phoenix. They came to flesh out plans announced last month to send more troops to the border. As it happened last month, though, the announcement was made by Democratic Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who is running for re-election in a border district. Giffords said that 524 soldiers will be coming to Arizona.
They're in training now, and they should be arriving in August.
Giffords also announced plans to hire 1,000 more Border Patrol agents and 160 Immigration and Customs officers. Much of the impetus for the new deployment came after the murder of a rancher in southern Arizona earlier this year. No one has been arrested in that case. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
The Obama administration says North Korea's sinking of a South Korean ship is not enough to justify putting Pyongyang back on the list of states that sponsor terrorism. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the attack does not constitute an act of terrorism because it was the act of one military against another. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.